Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Tobin and Leroy here with you, 560 WQAM. Let's get to it. Headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. Choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, the Taos, and the Atlas. Remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. Tonight, Finns, Rams, Monday Night Football. Gooseys. Who doesn't love a little action on a Monday night?
Yep.
The NFL yesterday, if you guys missed it, the Lions, they came back, dude. Came back, beat the Texans.
Five interceptions, dude, and they won.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's crazy, though? What's crazy is we're watching a quarterback, and everybody says he's great. He's going 20 of 23 for, like, 160 yards. Like, yesterday was a terrible day for him. But they don't really throw it that much. They're great. Just beating you up front.
Maulers.
Like NFL Georgia Tech.
Too soon. Ridiculous. How do you not know he's going to throw it? And if you do know, fix it.
Yeah.
I mean, they did it three times. Oh, hey, the other kid's coming in. What's going to happen here, Lance?
I would have a rule, and that rule is this. When he comes into the game, I'm blitzing the hell out of him.
I think they did that, though.
They tried.
I think they did that. I mean, the problem was they knew, okay, they're going to blitz. He threw it off his back foot every time to a wide-open receiver.
Sad.
Very sad. Very sad. It was so basic.
You think this nukes Cam's Heisman, or you think he's still got a shot? I mean, he's still putting up
No, I think he has a shot because what did Gentry do this week?
He had 200 yards and two touchdowns.
Can I just tell you?
He's good.
I know we're all Cam Ward fans.
Yeah.
That dude is
But Hunter's good. The favorite. In the betting wild. I believe he is.
Yeah. Also did something great. This Colorado's been doing well. So
Colorado, Colorado's projected to have like three or four wins. And they can win the Big 12.
Alshon Gentry, Gentry went 209, three tutties.
If you watch him, you'll be like, wow. So they're talking about he's getting ready to break Barry Sanders' record, which is crazy. But keep in mind, Barry Sanders did this in 11 games.
Well,
and the bowl games didn't even count. The bowl game didn't count for your yardage.
Big blow though for Cam Ward for sure. And that's even with him still putting up a pretty good statistical game. But that fumble is definitely going to stick in people's minds until he can.
Well, not really, cuz here's what's going to happen. And here's why we get lost in this. At the end of the day, they're not going to break it down game by game. They're going to start looking at just the numbers. You see what I mean?
His numbers are incredible.
We're watching.
They were putting his numbers up against like the last three Heisman winners.
And he was better than all of them.
He was ahead of them.
But the thing is that I think between like Jaden Daniels ran the ball really well too.
Mm-hmm.
So that had a lot to do with it. I just think you got to win.
Yep.
And the problem is that Boise State, what is their record now? Are they still undefeated? I think they're undefeated, aren't they?
Boise State, I think they got 8-1.
Yeah.
One
their only loss is to Oregon.
By three. Mm. So what if they get in the playoff too? If they get in the playoff, that makes Gentry, gives him a better shot.
For sure. Yeah, for sure. And I'm curious to see
And Travis Hunter, see, the thing, here's the anomaly in this. Colorado has already exceeded everything that anybody projected them to do this year. So that their bar might not be the playoff. But if they should happen to win the Big 12.
He's also got a Shohei thing to him. Like, he's doing things, like, when you're playing both sides.
You're playing every play of a football
game. That's crazy.
I would say, when you look at all the other guys that played both ways, they had plays designed for them.
That's why I think Cam needed almost a perfect run and to be, you know, the numbers to be blown out of the water, which, look, maybe that'll still happen with these last two, but the other guys have great cases.
I mean,
great.
Think about this. He's broken every Miami passing record.
I know.
And there's two games, three, maybe four games left in the season.
Crazy.
Right.
So, yeah, licking our wounds over that. Leroy wants to laugh a little bit. The Cowboys, they lost yesterday to the Eagles. And Micah Parsons, well, he was asked about Mike McCarthy, right? And Micah Parsons, he returned from injury yesterday. Didn't seem to really give a rat's ass about Mike McCarthy. Here's what he had to say after the game.
Mike can leave and go wherever he wants, but the guys, I kind of feel bad for his guys like Zach Martin and guys who might be on their last year on their way out, you know, because that's who I wanted to hold the trophy for. You know, you want to win games and do great things with those type of legends who put in more time and work than Mike McCarthy ever did. So those are the kind of guys that I have so much sympathy and hurt for.
Okay. Let's break this down. Clearly the young man doesn't understand how much coaches put into this.
Oof.
And I've been asked a lot of times, why don't you get into football? It seems like you like, and Tobin to tell you, every time he's asked me that question, I say, I don't want to spend that much time. They are there all the time. Here's a typical day for a coach. They get there at like 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning. That's if they don't go early to watch film. You know, some of the crazies go there and watch film early. Then you have your meetings, right? Then you have practice. Then you get to go home, maybe have dinner or something. Then you go back and you have night meetings. And that's not counting the film or stuff you're watching, putting the game plan together or whatever. The other thing people don't understand is the coaching staff is a week ahead on game planning. So when you get to Friday before your game, not only are they watching film for the current game, but they're also devising a game plan for next week. So your ass as a player can be ready to go in the beginning of next week if you want to watch film on Tuesday, and then it goes at it again. And you do that week after week after week. So a lot of times during the year, these guys don't see their family. They go home to kiss their family goodnight, kiss them when they get up in the morning, they're gone all day. A football player, when you're done, they give you a little laptop or something like that, iPad with all the stuff on it, and you can just take and go home and watch at home. You ain't got to watch the film in the facility like you used to have to. They are making it as convenient for you as possible. Coaches don't have that luxury. The other thing I would like to say is, Micah, is this. Does he not realize that Mike McCarthy won a Super Bowl?
He did win a Super Bowl a long time ago.
Oh, okay. Well, no, don't say that. Don't say that. You know why?
Why?
Because when I would say the stuff about Aaron Rodgers, y'all go Super Bowl champ.
Damn, I was really.
So how the hell you gonna say that? Not this.
I mean, I said that exactly because you've said that Aaron Rodgers, you don't care about his Super Bowl because you hate Aaron Rodgers.
It was so long ago,
dude. He hates Aaron Rodgers.
This guy hates Aaron Rodgers.
No, you hate Aaron Rodgers.
But Mike McCarthy has been a coach in this league for a long time.
You texted me in the middle of yesterday, Aaron Rodgers, 70 yards, LOL.
Yeah.
You did write that. That was true.
Wait. No. Hey. Wait a minute. Let me tell my side of the story. I'm not the one who had Aaron Rodgers forced in our face as the savior. Okay? I'm not. What did Vlad and every Jets fan was the one that said to me,
Vlad,
it can't be. Listen, we had terrible quarterbacking. Now we got Aaron Rodgers. It's got to be a step up. So when I see numbers, 70 yards passing for a guy you paid $50 million a year to, can I not mention it?
He didn't want
to. Can I not say something? Does this sound like you need to get more bang for your buck? I'm just saying.
Don't they have $50 million in dead space next year?
But I'm just, right. So, oof. Am I the one being a hater, or I'm just?
You're not being a hater. I'm fine with you hating, but no,
wait, Marcos, did you just hear what this?
That makes sense though. No, that makes sense. No, that makes sense. Wait, yeah, you can be a hater. And hate for no reason, but you can also not be a hater and just hate something. You know, it's okay to hate something.
No, that's not what he said. He said, you're not being a hater, but I'm okay with you hate.
See, exactly. if you were hating for no reason, you know.
What? Yes, dude. No. Wait, like, yeah, come on. But
hate Aaron Rodgers, dude. I mean, you really hate him.
No, I just don't hate Aaron Rodgers. You're just
like an athlete more.
What has been my whole argument with this Aaron Rodgers thing?
They're too much.
No. What has been my argument?
He's old.
The old are going to be old.
Right. 40-year-olds off, 40-year-old off of Achilles.
But you also just seem to hate his essence. Not just that, like, people blew him up. Like, I think he bothers you.
No, here's what kind of.
I feel like he took Eli Apple's spot.
No, definitely. Here's what gets me going with Aaron Rodgers. The fact that we all seem, or people seem to overlook all of the life stuff that he's going through, being 40 and coming off an Achilles injury, and just saying, that's Aaron Rodgers. All that other stuff don't matter. And so I get annoyed because I know as I limp around and put my tights, my stockings on and stuff like that to try to keep my body healthy, right? I know that that's a bunch of garbage.
Leroy looks like he's about to go into a layup line.
Right. Wow. Okay. Wait, see what I'm saying? Wait a minute. So while I'm sitting here going and express, he's whacking me on the leg with a stick. Right? Like, come on, dude. What are you?
Aaron Rodgers, he's drawn the ire of Leroy. Micah Parsons, he's drawn the ire of Rex Ryan.
Hey.
Rex Ryan, not happy with Micah Parsons. This was on Jet Up this morning.
He doesn't deserve that. Mike McCarthy, no coach deserves that because the hours, trust me, my friend, the hours this guy's putting in, no player is putting in the work that a head coach is, I can assure you. And look, you can have some private issue, all right? Go to the owner, go to whoever, go to Mike McCarthy. But why the hell do you think you need to say that why do you need to hurt this man? Who do you think gets blamed for everything? He gets it anyway. And so why are you piling on? All right, yeah, dead man walking. Yeah, he is. But you know what? He's professional as hell. He hadn't once blamed a damn player, ever. It's bullshit.
Yeah, and I'm glad you said that, and I'm not the least bit uncomfortable with you using that word because that is exactly what it actually is.
Jeez.
He's a little uncomfortable with that. He was a little uncomfortable.
So here's you know everybody was uncomfortable with it because, stepping out of the back of the end zone, start patting him on the shoulder.
It's okay.
It's okay. So
that Pat McAfee has changed the game, dude.
but here's the deal is that do they not realize that part of the reason why they have sucked is because that defense, for whatever reason, can't stop nobody. Nobody. And he's on that defense.
Yep.
Like, the reason why Green Bay won last year and dominated you was because y'all could never stop them. So how is he talking about a coach when he's playing a role in it? That's why you don't call out players or call out coaches. Because in a team sport, I'm more than sure we could pick your game apart and publicly identify your role in all these losses. The fact that he wasn't even playing.
Oof. We'll take a break. More to come here on the show. Dolphins getting ready for the Rams. Take a break. Back after this.
Previously on
Tobin and Leroy.
Leroy!
If I'm honest. Yeah.
You taunted the butcher?
The deli lady.
She's a butcher!
She lied!
Welcome back, you rascals. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM.
What's the name of that song, Tobin?
Rosa Parks.
Yeah, good job. I hate that. I hate when the name of a song ain't got the words in it.
Totally agree with you. Totally agree with you. Speaking of intangibles, by the way, yesterday, did you see Kevin Love admitting to intangibles? Made me happy. Man, Kevin Love really went after Nico on that winner. I mean,
I'm like, listen, old man, you just got back.
Calm down with the hijinks.
You one jump from getting hurt.
That was an amazing celebration, though. You got it, man. When you see Kevin Love actually celebrating something.
They really love him. They love that. Everybody loves Nico. Everybody loves Nico.
You know what? I've never heard anybody with all the teams that Kevin Love has played for have a negative thing to say about Kevin Love.
Nope.
You very rarely make it throughout a career when nobody says anything negative about you.
Speaking of not negative, we've been telling you guys about this event, but it got postponed twice via storm, but it is back.
Hurricane season's over, so guess what's back?
Whiskey Stars and Cigars is almost here. It is presented by WQAM at Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall. Talk sports with the WQAM on-air staff Wednesday, November 20th. It's going to be a new location, Tabacone. It's going to be a Tabacone Cigars and Spirits Implantation. Enjoy a sample of Jack Daniel's Bonded Series, a cigar from Drew Estate. That's Wednesday, November 20th at Tabacone Cigars and Spirits at Plantation Walk, presented by Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall, your 2023 Dealer of the Year, sponsored by The Main Man. There's nobody better to help you flip your biz and cash out big than The Main Man and the injury law firm of Cohen & Judah, where a partner handles every single case. Call them today, 866-FAIR-FEE. So check that on out, everybody. Coming up next week, it is a Monday. We got Dolphins football tonight. We had a busy sports weekend. The Panthers, they went 4-3 in a shootout. The Canes are now 12th in the AP poll after their loss to Georgia Tech. Marlins hire a new manager. Good luck, buddy. Clayton McCullough.
Ooh.
Jimmy Butler sprained his ankle, by the way, on Friday. So I don't know how long that's going to be for Jimbo.
Can I just say one thing about this?
The Jimmy injury?
No, just in general.
Okay.
Part of the reason why you can't have rest days is because of injuries. And you can't control injuries. Injuries can happen. They're accidents. They happen all the time. Right. But just think, if you've taken precautionary measures for half the season and then get hurt, then you end up playing 40, 50 games because there were games you could have played and you didn't. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how long he's going to be out. I think where the team is, they can kind of let him get healthy.
Definitely.
But this is why you play when you can play.
But this is also one of those things where I told people who were expecting 70 games, I'm like, he's going to get banged up at some point because Jimmy Butler gets banged up. Like, that's going to happen, and it's usually an ankle, usually early in the season. If I had to get, at best case, he'll be back next Friday against the Pacers.
But see, Friday. That getting the injury part doesn't bother me, right? Mm-hmm. It's the missing games, not
right,
the
injury, right.
And say you lose a couple of those games, and then you get hurt when you really can't do nothing about it,
yeah,
and your team goes into a slide, whereas maybe you could have got one of those two extra wins playing sure. limited minutes or something like that. You can't control injuries, but you can control when you play. So for players, and this is a lot of players that have these rest days or, you know, and then they go get banged up. You know what? Guess what? You would have ended up, if you played in all the games, end up playing in only 60 games anyway because you get banged up.
Mm-hmm.
Now you've made that 60, 50 games because you sat out some games as far as rest.
That that Denver game was crazy. They were down 26 at one point and still had a shot. Like, it was it was insane, and the back and forths.
Is Joker the slowest moving superstar you've ever seen in your life?
I don't know, but he's too good.
I mean,
he's too good.
It's like he's like, do, 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 assist.
Somebody asked him because they've lost one, and they said, have you had a bad game? He goes, you know, we lost game two. He goes, you had 42. He goes, oh.
Must he doesn't even like Murray. Right.
It's crazy. Meanwhile, Bam did a lot yesterday. Defensively.
Did he do a lot defensively?
Marcos.
Yeah, yeah.
Let me explain why what you're doing is ridiculous.
Ridiculous, okay.
Because
you can now play it on a
Bam,
basis.
What Bam is asked to do on the defensive end is unlike any other player on that team. Did you see that last play? Who he was guarding?
Cry me a river,
no,
dude.
Did you see the play he was guarding on the last play of the game?
Yeah, who cares who he's guarding?
Let me tell you who cares.
He's the center. Rudy Gobert. Right,
and he was out there guarding a wing. That's my point.
He's the center, and he can't get six rebounds?
He doesn't play in the paint.
Oh, my God. There's always excuses for Bam Adebayo.
Wait. Hold on.
He's in love, you know, and he's time washed, out. Dude. Time out. Face
time out.
It.
Time out. Let me tell you why you're a rat bastard.
Why, dude? Why?
Because on Friday,
yeah,
when we were talking about Chili Peppers,
yeah,
we had the conversation, and I said,
yeah,
I don't know how many rebounds Bam will get because he's playing on the perimeter even though he's a center.
Well, he got a lot of rebounds against Denver, if you guys were doing the Denver game.
We were talking the Denver game, and he did great in rebounds. Now,
look, you just couldn't stop Joker. I mean, what are you going to do? Joker was nearly a perfect game. But
can he ever stop Joker?
The only thing with Bam, it's a big thing. But the thing with him right now is he can't hit the broadside of a barn. It does. If it's not a dunk, he ain't hitting it. It's crazy.
And it looks raggedy. He's missing a lot.
He's shooting 38% from the field.
It's great. We have Rudy Gobert on our team.
Well, that would be great if all of his shots were threes, but he barely shoots threes. And so all of his shots are 38%. Bam Adebayo, this is crazy. You go Bam Adebayo shooting 5 to 9 feet on NBA.com. He's shooting under 31%.
Tell me, Leroy. Tell me how his defense is somehow affecting him 5 feet from the basket.
I'm going to tell you like this. That might not even let him make your team, Marcos.
He's not lava worthy at the moment, dude. This guy is in love.
But I tell you what he will do.
Yeah.
He will stop old Gabby from getting crossed over.
Bam Adebayo on layups is shooting 35%.
Guys, what are we?
Bam Adebayo on his jump shot, 28%.
You understand how bad those numbers are?
If it's not a dunk right now, he can't hit it. It's crazy.
I'd rather Drew Smith out there. That's how I'm feeling about Bam Adebayo right now.
Let's not say things.
No, you wouldn't. No, you wouldn't.
Same thing. Same amount.
Then the other team will score 160.
He did have a great dunk yesterday, though. Objectively, you saw that dunk. It was a good dunk.
It was a pretty good dunk.
It was a good dunk.
Okay, fine. But Jesus, Bam,
his shot. And then, by the way, you know somebody said something about Asia Wilson because he told somebody in the Denver front row, "I'm going to slap the bleep out of you." So you know somebody said something.
Now it's getting in his brain. Before it was like, what are you going to say about Bam? You got nothing. Then Bam has a little slumpy slump. Normally it'd be like he'd fight his way out. Now people are getting in his brain.
I'll tell you what, though, I'll tell you who's not in a slumpy slump, though. Tyler.
No.
Tyler Hero.
In fact, that last play, you see the way they were circling around Tyler?
Yep.
Forgot about Nico. I'm so proud of you, Nico.
Okay.
The other thing is, once Nico gets in front of you, why foul?
I don't know. I think they probably thought he's going to miss it. I don't know, but he was great yesterday, and he was, I mean, man, he was a demon. Head of steam. He was blowing past Naz Reid. He had it cooking yesterday, dude. I love Nico off the bench.
Now you know what that means, right? He's gonna be sitting at the end of the bench next.
I was gonna say, never gonna see him again.
Right. Well, Spo, what he does.
Spo called him out after the game.
No, and then
Denver.
He said, "No, this is what gets me with Spo." And then he'll say, "He's earned those minutes. He worked hard." And then you won't see him for three games.
No. But then his move was, but this is the standard now. Like, you better do this now every game. And I was like, geez, can't you just have a good game? He goes,
and wait, I know what Babushka would say.
Bam is shooting 32%, and you want to bench my Nico?
You bench Nico, and oh, captain, my captain, where is he shot? Broken. Didn't realize he was one-way player. Not like my Nico. Both ends, mixed contract.
How about him flexing into the basket yesterday?
Can I just say something?
Muscles look big.
I thought you had a big schnauzer.
Oh, man.
That thing curves and beaks at the end.
He's got an impressive one, sir.
There are a couple doctors in Miami that can fix that.
He looks like a toucan.
he's got a beak on him, trust me. He's in the club.
Oh no, but at least yours is straight. His, he got enough nose to curve. Yeah. Like, holy smokes,
pretty good.
Now yours look like a candy corn compared to his. I ain't gonna lie.
Oh man, he was. says Nico is Schnoz Reed.
That's a point.
Point for Twitcher.
What a moment! That was fun yesterday. They definitely needed that. If we would have lost another one on a putback, oof! I don't know. Wild Heat Coyote might have needed a minute.
Oof!
Thankfully, they get that win. They got the Pistons coming up tomorrow, and hopefully they can make this a good road trip. We'll take a break. Leroy will gather us around the locker room.
But first,
got his game balls and game balls. But Leroy, you got something. We got something coming up here. You want to tell the people about?
We got something coming up this weekend. You guys have heard men have to be strong, have to be tough. But when it comes to our health, we slack a little bit. So we need to start being smart, especially if you're over 45 like myself. That's why I want to invite you guys to join Alonzo Mourning and other special guests, including Dan Marino, Ed Jovanovski, at the Miami Heat Men's Health Summit on November 16th and learn how to take a proactive approach to your health from some of the country's most renowned health experts. Plus, you get to enjoy fun activities, giveaways, raffles for autograph prizes, and more. There's no time to waste. Come and get a health screening like Alonzo Mourning did. It saved his life. It can save yours. It's go time. It's Zo time. Learn more at baptisthealth.net/Zotime. That's baptisthealth.net/ZOTIME.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests.
Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to it, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy back with you here.
Bingo card.
That's not fair. The intro music was still playing.
Oh, no. Wow. No.
Hey, Marcos, I got him. Wait, yeah. Why, my friend, were your lips moving?
What?
Hey, let's see. That would be fine if you didn't talk.
I feel like the Commanders yesterday just getting deked on and on. I'm like, how do you guys not know what he's doing?
Right now I'm pretty good. I got Tobin leaves mic muted and start top of hour later than 02.
That's not fair.
So far I'm pretty good. I
was pretty good on schedule today.
If there's
those top of the hour breaks are ridiculous.
If anyone gets phlegm today, I got bingo.
I'm not feeling that great, so that's definitely a gimme.
All right.
What do we got today, Leroy? Game balls, game bums.
I'm going to go ahead on and give my – I like to give game balls to people who, you know, do things that the world doesn't expect. The Indiana Hoosiers are a top 10 team. They look like it. Michigan did everything they could, but they just can't score. And you're going to have to win – in the Big Ten, or if you're going to go anywhere in college football, you're going to have to win some ugly games. Nobody goes unscathed. You got to win some ugly games. And so kudos to the Indiana Hoosiers, because even though they beat my team, good for them.
Good for them. Game bum?
My game bum. Okay.
Just do it.
My game bum goes to you Canes. To the fans. To all of y'all.
Leroy.
Let me explain something to you.
Leroy.
All year, I've been called the hater for saying I lived through the same situation the Canes are going through and it bit us in the ass. All year. Oh, you just hate. You just hate. You just hate. You're not a Canes fan. This is what I was told. Okay. But I do know a little bit about football, and I know that these things tend to work themselves out in the wrong way if you keep playing the same football week after week after week.
No Canes fan thought they were the perfect team. You're putting words in our mouth. You're putting words in our mouth. We all knew we were a flawed team that were lifted up by a great quarterback.
Now you're being self-aware, you bum.
Hold on. We all were self-aware.
Marcos.
You're changing the narrative. Wait.
Now he's being self-aware.
I've been self-aware.
You haven't. No, you haven't.
I told you I was worried about Duke.
No, you haven't.
That's
every
not fair.
Every time I say something about what's actually going on, right? Everybody called me a hater.
No.
And I said,
what I said
the
was.
Reason, no, 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 no. I said, the only reason why I know about this is because I played on a team exactly like this.
Okay.
I know what this looks like.
Here's the real truth of it, all right? This is how you're twisting and bending what I told you. I told you they were a flawed team, and I told you I was afraid of Duke because this team was giving up crazy points left and right, and they felt like they were being saved by Cam Ward.
Correct.
What I objected to last week was it felt like you put a little bit too much attention on two blue sections in the upper deck rather than a team that was 9-0 for the first time in forever. No, and you're not you always tell me enjoy the ride, enjoy, celebrate it in the moment, and I've been trying to do that. And I felt like you were like, really, we're gonna harp on the fans not being there for a nooner. When, by the way, fans were there for a nooner. It was just a couple pockets, dude. By the way, you guys better show up for Wake Forest. Couple pockets. So I'm just saying that's where I took objection with your hating. But we all knew what
that
the team
wasn't
was.
Hating. Those are facts, dude. Like you, how long you think a team could last doing that every single week?
It was playing with fire. Agreed.
Like at some point in time, you need to thump somebody and have an offensive output and stop them defensively. That's not Bethune or FAMU.
Or FSU.
Or FSU. Which, that, by the, before this game, that might have been your worst game.
Oh, the fact.
I almost fell asleep.
The fact that that kid, that intangibles went down, that should have been a sign of things to come. Dude, that
you were down 25 to a team who Florida State beat. Okay?
I know. And by the way, thank God. I don't wish injury upon anybody, but thank God that Georgia Tech's starting running back got hurt, because that kid, he diced the Canes up in two runs.
Don't worry. Their backups are good, too.
Good enough for the kid.
Not to mention the quarterback.
Brutal. Haynes so, King.
Yeah.
He's got a real name. Haynes King?
Like, and so it's not that I'm hating. Okay?
A little bit.
But no, I'm not hating. A little bit. I'm not hating at all. It's just the reality of it is this cannot be sustained. And if you keep playing like this, towards the end of the year, it's going to keep happening.
When you are known as the Cardiac Canes, eventually there'll be enough blockage where you're not.
Okay, name Cardiac anything who's won the championship. They had the Cardiac Browns, right?
Cardiac Cats.
Never won a championship. Lightning. You know why? Because one time they won Cardiac and they couldn't come back. You can't give up big leads in every sport every time. You can't do it.
You could argue the Heat were kind of Cardiac the year they went and took on the Nuggets. That ran out on them.
In the championship?
Just that whole year. They won a lot of clutch games that year.
Okay.
Just that whole year. But they did not win the championship. They still got jokered. Stupid Joker. Perfect basketball player. Doesn't even want to be out there.
I got you. But still, I didn't want to.
The only time
I see, and there, a lot of people say I should have called out Bam. I'm not calling out Bam. Here's why. Because it's a long season. They've been into it, what, a month? A little over a month.
Plenty of guys have nine bad games. It just looks bad when it's the start of the season.
Right. That's it. So, like, yeah, they got 73 games left.
And by the way, I think we have called him out. It's not like we're saying, ooh, it's going to be okay. Like, when he stunk up the joint, we've said it.
Somebody said I need to call out Heat fans for trying to give it a hero at any moment.
Because they want to sell high?
No, before, trying to get rid of him. Oh. Well, I'm going to defend Tobin. And then I'm going to come right back at you, Jarrell.
Whoa.
You could have threw him in any trade you wanted. Nobody wanted him. That's a fact.
Yep.
Anytime you tried to dangle Tyler Hero in any trade, you got hung up on. So it wasn't just Tobin.
But you can even tell, like, the way that Eric Spoelstra is speaking about him, his decision-making, his playmaking, his efficiency. Like, Spo has said over the past couple of ways, like, he's so proud of him. He's a weapon. Like, this sounds like looking into what he even did last year. Like, you could look at last year before he got his ankle hurt, which was about the same amount of games. And, like, some of the numbers are very similar, but you could see that he needed more shots. He's doing this with fewer shots. He's getting to the free throw line more, more assists. Like, no, the kid, this all seems very, very legitimate. I'm sure there will be a spell too where he gets a little cold from the 3-point line, but I don't know when that's coming, because right now the kid can throw.
Well, he can score in a number of ways. So that he can always cover that up if he's having a bad day shooting the three. Yep. Here's the other thing. One of the reasons why we have to be careful in basketball, especially in basketball, guys are coming into the league younger, but they still have left that maturity number at 26, 27 as to when that's when everything has been solidified, and then you know what kind of player you're going to get. For us to take these young players, not just on the Heat team, these young players, and after 2 years, call them a bust when everybody in the league has given you the 26, 27-year-old age, is being unfair to the player, too. So how old is Tyler Hero?
He's 24.
24. So the fact that maybe he's getting there a couple of years earlier means you're ahead of the game. Because if you go look around, it's 26-27. But keep in mind, a lot of these players are coming into the league 20, 21, a couple of 19-year-olds. So I don't know how much that changes, but it's still been 26-27 is when you start your prime.
Do you guys like Duncan Robinson and Ant-Man jawing at each other? Don't mess with dunks.
Here, yo, I think it's hilarious. Dunks,
don't take no junk.
Trash. I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, he's tough.
He's not about it. Now, he knew he was going to lose that jump ball. But
yeah, but still, it's
fun. He knows his limits. Dolphin Kane says, I said I was afraid of what this team would look like without Cam, and Tobin and Leroy told me to enjoy the ride. Now you're blaming me for telling you to enjoy the ride?
Wow, Tobin. You lied to him, essentially.
I really thought they were going to win, dude. I got to be honest with you. Like, I still thought at the end of it, I thought he was going to win that game.
Up until, like, even when he fumbled, I was like, no, his knee was down. Like, even so, then, I was like,
but here's the deal. Like, the fan in you says we're going to do it. Like, you remember that commercial? Oh, no, was it Indians? Or when they do baseball? All we need to do is get one man on and then bunt him over and then go on the run. Like, you know, you're always trying to find how can we get out of this. So that's Tobin. Oh, we're not out. But then sometimes, for lack of a better, you're just like, oh, I'm done. Done. Over. That, book it.
I can't help the way I am.
All right.
We'll take a break, get you caught up with your headlines, including the return of the Miami Dolphins' heart and soul of the defense today. Dolphins, Rams, Monday Night Football. Back after this.
My heart was in the right place.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.